genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. And you want to keep that number handy because I've got two sandwiches or two salads to give away from Urbane Cafe just a little bit later in the show, and I'll be giving that away to the caller at 639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is bombshells. Each of my guests will describe a bombshell, whether it's in business or geopolitics. My first guest is the CEO of one of the country's leading organizational development companies. He'll discuss the bombshell in leadership theory from his book, The Anywhere Leader. My second guest wrote about the bombshell that exploded on Johnson & Johnson when a whistleblowing salesperson exposed Procrit for the dangerous drug that it is. We'll discuss her book, Blood Feud. My third guest is the former Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence. He's written a novel about nuclear Iran and the U.S. Delta Force agent who infiltrates the Iranian nuclear program to stop the threat. We'll discuss his novel, Kiloton Threat. As always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. My first guest, Mike Thompson, is the founder and CEO of SVI, a leading organizational development company whose clients include Walmart, Mercy Health, Sam's Club, Dillard's, and Tyson. He helps these complex global organizations develop and engage their entire workforce with training programs and events, assessments, and talent development systems. Mike also helps companies communicate and navigate successfully through disruption. Prior to founding SVI, he was the founder and president of Thompson Murray, the leading in-store marketing company. Welcome to the show, Mike. How are you doing today?
Hey, Bill. Great. Good to be here with you.
Well, thanks for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. Let's jump right into it, because today's business world is rapidly changing. It's unpredictable. Leaders have got to adjust quickly to changing priorities, unfamiliar terrain, and be able to lead through uncertainty and disruption. Now, business today requires what you call the anywhere leader. What is an anywhere leader, Mike?
Bill, anywhere leaders are transportable leaders. They're people that are just successful no matter where you put them. So you can put them on the hard stuff and they succeed. You can put them on the easy stuff and they make it better. They're not just only successful in things that they're comfortable with that they know about, but they're comfortable in the unknown as well. And our businesses today are just finding more and more a greater need for these leaders to succeed in the unknown.
All right, they have to be comfortable in the unknown. Well, you're an organizational strategy consultant. How many anywhere leaders do you see in Vision today? Give us some names of people we might recognize.
Oh, you know, it's interesting because I've been traveling all over the world capturing some stories of these anywhere leaders, and a lot of them we know about. You know, you could probably pop off the ones on the top of our heads, and the Sam Waltons of the world who are very determined people, the Steve Jobs, the ones that can execute according to their dreams, the Jeff Bezos of Amazon, who went kind of against the grain of what a lot of top strategists said and built Amazon. It took them a little bit, but that's what we loved about anywhere leaders is their determined nature. But what I've really enjoyed is just being able to go to even third world countries, Nepal and Bolivia and Ecuador, and really identify some amazing leadership stories in these areas and why those areas are so such good grounds for capturing good leadership stories is because they're areas. areas where there's limited to no resources. And that's what anywhere leaders do. They're oftentimes in these low-resourced areas, and they figure out how to drive transformation with such limited materials.
Well, and they do. My guest is Mike Thompson. We're talking about his book, Anywhere Leaders. Mike, one of the interesting things that I took away from your readings, from your writings, is that Anywhere Leaders really don't have to exist here in the United States, that they don't even choose their political oversight. You recently interviewed 30 leaders in China, where villages were destroyed by earthquakes, and it was sort of like a tale of two cities talking to these different leaders. Tell us about the interviews and what you learned from the leaders you spoke to.
Just really wanted to understand what kind of traits they operated under and what were their behaviors, because really we wanted to validate the concepts of my book, The Anywhere Leader, but we also wanted to get those qualifying insights as well. And so we got to meet with people that not many people meet with, who are still doing amazing things. And what we found is, if we think of the three traits of the Anywhere Leader, the three traits are: one, they're driven for progress. They're not driven by progress. They're driven for progress. And driven for progress people are the ones that make the momentum happen. They don't wait for the momentum to happen to jump on board. So key difference there. They're driven for progress. The second thing that we found is that they're sensationally curious. They ask a lot of the right questions rather than giving the right answers. And everybody I met with, when I'd ask them the question, they might answer it, but they'd quickly ask me a question. And it was really inspiring dialogue. And then the third thing, like I mentioned a little earlier, is they're vastly resourceful. It's amazing what they can accomplish with no electricity, with no running water, with no infrastructure. They're still pulling off some extraordinary things. And how it relates to our business world is, we might easily find ways to be successful with a $100 million budget, but what happens when a problem erupts in some other country and we have to be successful with just a sliver of that amount? Can we do it, or do we just kind of give up saying, I don't have the resources? Anywhere leaders don't give up. They find ways to make it work.
It is a very intriguing question, and in these days, in this economy where we have to do more with less, a very pertinent question as well. My guest is Mike Thompson. Mike, let's dive a little deeper into each of those three traits that you just outlined, starting with the one that was the most intriguing, which is driven for progress, not driven by progress, as you differentiated there. When you're driven for progress, you have certain other sub-characteristics that have to crop up as well. You have to be discerning. Talk to me about how an Anywhere Leader is discerning when they're looking at changing for progressing.
Yeah, you know, the Anywhere Leader has this capability. This is what I admire about them so much, is they're not overconfident and they're not overcautious. They have the ability to remain right within that proper zone of what I call zone of objectivity. And a lot of times we see leaders gain in power and grow in power and grow in success, and all of a sudden that increase in power leads to arrogance. And then what happens after arrogance? Well, a lot of times you have a crash. You definitely lose your objectiveness. And when you lose, when you experience a crash, a lot of times then you move into a phase where you're really protected. You're driven more by fear, and you become overcautious. And that's not good either, because as a leader, you become stagnant. So how these leaders remain discerning is that they know when they are bordering on arrogance, or they're skewing too much to fear, and they're able to self-manage and stay right within that zone of objectivity.
Well, let's talk about the zone of objectivity, because as an organization grows, and we'll just use Walmart, which happens to be in your own backyard there, as an organization grows and becomes more complex, you have other people surrounding you and buffering you from the day-to-day operations. That loss of objectivity is almost inevitable for a leader as an organization grows to be the size of, say, a Walmart.
Yeah, that is so true, Bill. But good leaders prioritize just staying in these ditches, you know, getting out into the field. And that's the thing about the Anywhere Leader. When you grow, when these organizations grow, a lot of these leaders, as they grow in power, they start to sit more behind their desk, and they're waiting for more and more of the inputs to come in. But the anywhere leaders have the ability to lead from outside of the desk. You know, they actually get into the field. They get on one knee. They talk with all levels of the organization. They seek the insights, and they just prioritize that time to where they get the true and the right answers. They're kind of like what Toyota Way once called go-and-see leaders. Anywhere leaders are go-and-see leaders, and they can do it because they use technologies and tools to remain connected to the organization while they're still getting a lot of the inputs in the field.
That's good. My guest is Mike Thompson. He's author of the book, The Anywhere Leader, How to Lead and Succeed in Any Business Environment. And, Mike, let's talk about the second trait, which you call sensationally curious. Now, I find that that's interesting that they have to be sensationally curious. What are some of the characteristics of a person who is sensationally curious?
Yeah, that one's an interesting one. Curious wasn't enough. You know, they're not just curious people. They're crazy curious people. But I think that they're curious in a little bit different way. The three traits or three behaviors behind the curious trait is, one, they're highly reflective people. I think when we think about curiosity, we think about asking others questions for clarification. But when you think about the anywhere leader, they're reflective. A lot of times they're asking themselves the questions. And so these anywhere leaders, they do a lot of stuff. Their life is extraordinary. They've got a lot of interests, a lot of different interests. Bill Gates is a good example here. He's not just a techno geek. He's also into linguistics, economics, chemistry, and he has a lot of experiences behind those things. So when he deals with a business challenge, he's not just dealing with that business challenge from a technology mindset. He's also drawing application from his experiences in chemistry and economics and linguistics and other things. And so anywhere leaders, you know, they do more things. They have more life experiences, and therefore they can reflect more on those life experiences, asking themselves questions related to those experiences that might apply. There's a great old educational philosopher, John Dewey, and he used to really take on the academic institutions, and he said, you know, you learn a lot more by sailing the seven seas than you do by reading about them. And it's so true. And so these curious people, these curious anywhere leaders, reflect on those seven seas experiences to draw real application into their potential problems.
All right, my guess
is... that's the reflective nature.
All right, now that's the reflective part of it, but you also have to be receptive and perceptive. Talk to me about those, please.
Yeah, so receptive is kind of the traditional way we look at it. They're open to the ideas of other people. They ask other people a lot of questions. The perceptive part is a little bit different in the fact that perception just means your awareness. But how it ties to curiosity is sometimes when you have never experienced anything that you can relate to the current situation that you're in, and there's nobody that you can call upon to have them help you process a problem, then the only thing you can rely on is your own gut, you know, your own instincts. And you kind of think about, you're in a dark alley, all of a sudden you hear a trash can get knocked over, you've never been in this position before, nobody's there to tell you to be careful, and things just don't feel right. In those instances, you've got to be willing to confidently listen to your gut and follow your gut, being perceptive to your senses. And a lot of times we'll discount that, but our subconscious nature is a very valid nature that as leaders we often need to follow when no other logic exists.
My guest is Mike Thompson. And Mike, when reading all of the traits that you talk about for the anywhere leader, it really struck me that a lot of these traits are almost more feminine than they are masculine. So I'm going to ask you, would you characterize the anywhere leader qualities as more masculine or feminine? And are women better equipped to be anywhere leaders?
I think that's a great question, Bill. And you're the first person to ask me that, and I think it's brilliant. So all credit to you. I think that in today's leadership, we've got to use more of these kind of feminine terms, harmony, orchestra, and I guess you might even look at it as maybe more, less of the engineering terms and more of the artistry terms. The anywhere leader has just the right amount of artistry and the right amount of engineering, and that's what makes them successful. So I don't think it's skewed more to the feminine side or more to the masculine side, but I do think that they are very well balanced between the artistry side and the engineering side. It's kind of why I love the term that Disney made popular, you know, Imagineering. I think today's leaders need to be those highly imaginative leaders who are capable of engineering good processes as well.
My guest is Mike Thompson, author of the book, The Anywhere Leader, How to Lead and Succeed in Any Business Environment. Mike, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, The Anywhere Leader?
You know, it's interesting today. We are in some tough, complex times of uncertainty and disruption. And I have a lot of friends who have, their lives have been highly disrupted. And just as businesses grow more globally, there's more unknowns out there. There's more uncertainty out there. We can no longer really bank on history and have that shine on what our future is going to be. People have got to learn how to navigate the unknown, the uncomfortable. So my hope is that this book provides a blueprint for those leaders, those people who are struggling in the unknowns. They don't know where to go. The answer book hasn't been written, per se. Well, hopefully this is the answer book for that, and hopefully people can adopt these traits and these behaviors and really learn how to be successful in any business environment they find themselves.
That's great. The book is The Anywhere Leader, How to Lead and Succeed in Any Business Environment. I've been talking to the author, Mike Thompson. Mike, if people are intrigued by what they hear, they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
I'd love for people to visit www.theanywhereleader.com. It's probably not your typical blog site. These are where I capture stories from the field, from different travels around the world, talking to leaders that others have probably never heard the stories of. And it's a really neat site, a lot of compelling, valuable stories with some great applications. So it's theanywhereleader.com. And then on my Twitter address, I can be found on Twitter at anywhereleader.
At Anywhere Leader. That is great. Mike, thank you so much for being my guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, Bill. Enjoyed it.